Court, JET Mobile.
This week was it, and then you're done until December, right?
After that, yeah, Friday will be my last day for this month anyway.
Holidays coming up next week, too. So see how that works with this new job.
First day go.
I expect it. I didn't do nothing but sit around waiting for them to get me put in the computer and do the computer stuff. So I got all of it done, or most all of it done, by 3:30 yesterday.
That onboarding takes a little while these days. Not like the old days where you could just apply today and start tomorrow.
Well, a lot to it.
See ya.
KO4H Kicks.
KN4TFW, you must be banned to the truck again.
Gentlemen? Yeah, every morning it's like, what am I driving? This yesterday and this morning it's like, driving the truck. I'm like, okay. Usually she's got errands since, you know, my son wrecked his car and we don't have another vehicle, so either the truck or the car, whatever, she don't need it, so.
He's all right.
But a little Acura. It didn't make it. They totaled it out.
Okay. The car can be replaced.
Definitely that. I've told the wife, I said, my heart ain't in finding him another car yet. It took me a while to find that one. I really don't want to look for another one yet.
Don't end up like two of our kids, and once they had wrecked, they won't drive again.
I met last night in the... him and his mama went somewhere and she got him to drive, so he's slowly getting behind the wheel, but yeah, I don't know, I don't understand that at all. I've had a couple wrecks, especially early on, and you gotta just pack it up, keep going. I mean, you know, you can't hide from it forever.
Put you on for a minute, I'll be back here in a few minutes.
What happened? Did somebody run into him or what?
I was going down 9, and that where it starts getting real busy right there. You know, if you know where the Manny's and stuff is on Highway 9, it's a weird little intersection. I mean, there's always wrecks there, but he says he was going around somebody, and whenever he basically went around the vehicle, there was a Chevy Tahoe stopped, and he slid into the back of him. So he was, you know, he's probably only running 20 or 30 when he hit him, but, you know, still the damage was done. I've tried to kind of ask him what distracted him enough to where he didn't see the Tahoe stop, but he can't really tell me or doesn't want to tell me. I don't know which one it is.
Copy that. Things happen fast.
Yeah, I just hope he learns from it. Yeah, I've tried to ask him. I'm like, you know, were you looking back? If you could get over, you know, were you messing with your screen or what? And he's like, I don't know. I said, you know, the main thing about driving is you always have to be aware of what's in front of you, no matter what. So
my day, you had to pay attention 100%. Now it's like,
you know, I'm trying to distract my house, but I don't know. But, you know, the bad part is I was the one that tried to always push to let him get to drive his car, and his mom was like, no, let's not do it. So, and he ends up wrecking it. So I don't know if he'll probably win those battles as much the next time around.
For ZLE and the wifey, we mobile headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Miss Angela. KN4 CFW.
04 CF.
listening to you guys talking about kiddo having an accident. Mine had one last week himself, hit a tree and totaled his truck out. And luckily, thank the good Lord, he's okay. Dummy wasn't wearing a seatbelt, which I got on to him about that. But bent the frame on his truck, so we ended up, he found a Tahoe for a good price with a bad engine. So we spent last weekend pulling the motor out of the wreck truck and putting it in the good Tahoe. But yeah, I'm glad your kiddo's good, okay too. But yeah, they'll get back to driving.
They just got to get back behind the wheel. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't be scared of it because you got to get out there. I mean, it's all about learning. I wish you wouldn't have learned it a month after you got his driver's license.
I understand that. It's always a scary feeling or a scary call to get for sure.
Daughter hasn't drove in like 8 years since her wreck.
Oh, Lord.
Says that there were a couple deer that he tried to avoid, but he's in a big old Chevrolet truck. And I've always told him, hit the deer. So I just think he was going too fast and not paying attention and just lost control or whatever.
The less experienced you are, the harder it is not to want to react, you know, to something, to avoid it or whatever. That could be the case, but I don't know. It's just, yeah. You never really know. You just have to kind of take their word at it.
What you mean? He called me and said, Dad, I'm okay. He said, but my truck ain't. I said, all right, what happened? And kind of told me what was going on. Had I been on scene, me being a paramedic, you know, they've always known, you know, I've always put it in their head, you know, wear your seatbelt, wear your seatbelt. Found out he wasn't wearing his seatbelt, but seeing some of the damage to the dash where he broke the steering wheel and his head took out the windshield, or starburst it did anyway. Yeah, his little tail would have went to the hospital right then, but I didn't see him till the next day, and then when they finally got the truck to the house, we could do all the work, and then I realized, you know, the actual damage to the dash and steering wheel and all that stuff.
Head and neck trauma, you never know when it crops up.
Couple days later, he's like, Dad, I said, I don't understand why my chest and stuff is so sore. I'm like, well, you know, look at that steering wheel and you'll see why. You know, I mean, I thank God that you weren't hurt no more than what you were. But, yeah, you just never know, man. What's real fun was pulling that motor out of that wrecked truck with that bent frame and stuff. It was all shoved back into the firewall. We couldn't get to the back of the engine to undo the transmission bolts. So I literally had to cut the rest of the front end off the truck with Sawzall and stuff, and pull the motor and transmission together.
Yes, my son's car is similar. You know, like I say, he was only going somewhere between 20 and 30 miles an hour, and, you know, looking at the damage, and I was like, well, it doesn't really look that bad, and, you know, they had towed it off the scene. I didn't really get a lot of time to look at it, and the wife and kids that went back to see, you know, they met with the adjuster, and once they got there, you start seeing how much the motor had gotten pushed and stuff got pushed out of the way. And, you know, we only paid $5,000 for his car, and, you know, the adjuster didn't know that, but he only gave us, it was like $5,200. So, I mean, really can't complain about it, I guess, but hate to see what my insurance goes up to.
Saying that, all he had was liability on was an older Chevrolet truck, like a 2000 Silverado 4x4. So he had liability on it, so he was able to, a buddy of his come and got it. He didn't do any damage to anybody's property or anything, so a buddy of his come and got it and had it hauled over to the house so we could do the work and all that to it. So hopefully he won't have to worry about insurance going up, but still.
Might be all right, except just having to replace it all and spend money and time on that. Well, Ken, how's your daughter get around? I mean, 8 years without a license, that's a long time.
She has her license. She just don't drive. She just depends on everybody else. Heck, for a while there, they didn't even have a car between them. And then the son-in-law or the baby's daddy or whatever, they, you know, he's useless. He could tear up a car in a skinny minute. So they just struggle. But I think she uses that as an excuse so she don't have to do anything.
I depend on everybody else to do stuff all the time. That'd be... And that's why, you know, my wife, she's, you know, with my son's wreck, she's like, well, I'm not ready to get him a car. I say, well, telling you what, I'm not carting him around everywhere. I mean, he's 17 years old, be 18 soon, you know, this coming year. And it's like, I'm not carting him around all the time, and he's not going to be 20-something years old not driving.
Son had a wreck there on Wade Hampton, and then totaled out his car, and he hasn't drove much. I bet he's only drove 3 or 4 times, and that's probably been 5 years.
I'm back, guys. And good morning, Anthony, and your bride. I don't know her name, but good to hear you here this morning. And, yeah, my son had a wreck shortly after he got his license, after I made him get his license. He got rear-ended. Wasn't his fault, but it put a little bit of fear in him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So luckily, they didn't get hurt. I've been on the scene. 4 kids have been either fatalities or hurt really bad. And like I said, that's a scary phone call to get as a parent.
Roger that. It is that. And we were out of town in Pigeon Forge when it happened.
Was always that far away.
I called a buddy of mine to live right around the corner from where they had the wreck. He went over there and checked everything out for me, made sure everything was okay. That's all I could do. It was no way I could get there.
You started a new job. What are you doing now?
Teaching automotive in Pisgah National Forest.
Right, there's definitely something needed.
Well, we'll see. I'm teaching the troubled youth anywhere from 16 to 24. And it's kind of their last chance before they enter the system in a bad way. KO4HGX, how are you doing?
Morning, David, KN4TFW.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here working on a cup of coffee and petting this cat that is, he's kind of demanding some attention. So that's what I'm up to at this point of the day.
KQ4ZLE.
KO4CF, and that doesn't sound like too bad a start to your day then.
Good start to the day. I like this old Tomcat. He's kind of a nice cat to have around. yeah, Patrick, I heard you talking about you got your job teaching troubled youth. Worked at a group home with kind of the same kids in the same situation. They were there, or they were going to be down at John G. Richards. So, that's good that you're working with them. I'm going to get back to my coffee. Y'all pick it up. KF4NXY.
This morning, David, I hope you and Miss Marie have a good day and enjoy that Tomcat. KO4HGX.
Enjoy that cup of coffee. KO4CN. And now in the morning, the mountain every morning, Patrick.
I'm maybe 10 minutes away from where I work now. So I don't have a long drive at all. Probably one of the shortest I've ever had.
Yeah. There's times where I wish I lived a little bit closer to BMW, but and again, my little 20-25 minute drive is not too bad. I guess I'll just keep it for a while. It's been 25 years. I might as well just keep it now.
Enough time, and you might as well stay there.
Well,
so here, fixing to jump up on the 85 here at the 66.
Brandon about his camping trip his last weekend. Have you talked to Brandon that often, the guy that's in the troop with me? Yeah, he's got an interesting way of camping sometimes.
Hey, Brandon, I thought it was Bob.
Yeah, I think his name is Robert, and some people call him Bob, and for some reason other people call him Brandon. So I don't know. Brandon's kind of stuck at this point.
How it went. I mean, I saw him yesterday, but he didn't say anything about it. But he's been pretty busy trying to get his wheels under him.
About that, but yeah, he So he slept, and so while me and the other adults were in tents and on cots, he's, you know, he's old, not old, but, you know, he was, I think, an Army Ranger, and he's just sleeping out in a bivy on the ground. It's like, okay. And he, I've seen him do that a couple times where he just kind of sleeps out in the open, and I'm just like, yeah, there you go. I mean, you can tell it.
Seems like a really nice guy, but he's got a big job out here because most of the people are set in their ways.
But yeah, if you get a chance, ask him about his sleeping accommodations. I mean, it's nothing I would do.
Over him and just sleeping on the ground?
I guess it's like an Army bivy or, you know, somewhere along those lines where it's just kind of a sleeping bag in a bag and, you know, he just covered up with it. And, you know, I don't know. It wouldn't be me.
Been practicing making homemade biscuits in a cast iron pan.
Homemade. I've done plenty of canned biscuits, though.
The YouTuber, his name's Kent Rollins. He does a lot of that cowboy cooking and everything. Got one of his cookbooks. He's pretty fun to watch.
Collins, he's got some interesting videos and some interesting recipes, but yeah. Well, let me know how that goes. I'd be curious to see. I don't think I'd ever camp out, but I'd probably be a little more than I'd want to do, but still sound interesting to do it in a Dutch oven.
And right now, getting used to making them anyway. But I cooked them in a cast iron skillet in an oven. That's pretty good.
Good.
Biscuits, that's what we called growing up. We called them whomp biscuits. You pull the wrapper off of them and whomp them on the counter, and they pop open.
Popping biscuits.
Makes a version of those biscuits in the oven, and they are good.
By the time the oven got, you know, preheated, I was already done. So, I mean, it wasn't like it wasted a lot of time.
I heard I only have, like, 3 ingredients or something like that. Makes them pretty quick. And like I said, definitely good.
Ingredient kind. That YouTuber I was talking about, he's got a version of only 2 ingredients. I'm gonna have to try it. He uses heavy whipping cream and flour.
Well, y'all, it's time for me to walk on in the plant, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. K-04 CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have an awesome day. KN4 TFW.
Drew, be safe. KQ4 ZLE in the life.
Drew, have a great day. K-04 HK.